On campus at Mohawk College in Hamilton, this is CIOI, Mohawk College Radio, C 101.5 FM.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Cinematic Sound, heard right here on C101.5 FM, Mohawk College Radio. This is the show dedicated to the music of film and television. My name is Eric Woods, and I am your host. On today's program, we're going to be featuring our long-awaited finale to our Charles Gerhardt and the National Philharmonic series. We have featured already three programs dedicated to this wonderful conductor of film music during the 60s, 70s, and 80s. During the first three programs, which started in September, we told you that we were going to feature music from all of the albums available in the RCA catalog. There's about 15 albums that were made available on LP, which then made over to CD. There were some recordings done by Gerhardt for the Chesky label, as well as for Reader's Digest in their series of CDs, which were released, which then Verez Saraband Records and a few other labels grabbed the rights for those Reader's Digest CDs and released them on their very own labels. So what we're going to play for you right now are the remaining discs that we haven't featured on the program yet, or some pieces that from discs that we have already featured for you, but we haven't played particular cues for you that I think that we need to play on the show before this series is done. So you're going to hear music from a wide variety of interesting films from the Golden and Silver Age, from composers like Miklos Rocha, Eric Wolfgang Korngold. We're going to feature a lot of Max Steiner on the program. You're also going to hear music from Michael J. Lewis, as well as John Williams. You're going to hear music from such films as The Reavers, The Lost Weekend, The Thing from Another World, Julius Caesar, Citizen Kane, White Witch Doctor, The Adventures of Don Juan, Captain Blood, All This in Heaven 2, Casablanca, The Treasure of Sierra Madre, Private Lives of Elizabeth and Essex, as well as music from Laura, Forever Amber, The Bad and the Beautiful. And we'll end off today's program with a selection from one of the greatest film scores ever written, which was brilliantly re-recorded by Charles Gerhardt and the National Philharmonic Orchestra. It's the film The Adventures of Robin Hood, with original score by Eric Wolfgang Korngold. What we're going to feature for you first is music from an album called The Prince and the Pauper, and this is actually a compilation of music that was recorded for the Reader's Digest series, which then Verez Saraband Records got the rights to and released a fantastic compilation album featuring music from Jane Eyre, Between Two Worlds, The Constant Nymph, Cleopatra, and an incredible suite by Sir William Walton for the film Henry V. In this first suite, we're going to feature music from composer John Williams and the film The Reavers. Now, despite the great success of his scores for Star Wars and E.T., there are many John Williams admirers who consider this 1969 score to be one of his cinematic masterpieces. The film was set in Mississippi of 1905 and based on William Faulkner's final novel. The film is pure Americana, and Williams does a beautiful job in capturing that in his score. And we're going to feature for you the main theme, which I think is one of the best versions of this main theme, even almost better than the original soundtrack recording, brilliantly captured by the National Philharmonic Orchestra and conductor Charles Gerhardt. We're then going to move on to music from the film called Lost Weekend, which contained an Oscar-winning performance by Ray Millard. And this is based on Billy Wilder's classic film and was scored by Miklos Rocha. And what we're going to feature for you right now is the wonderful love theme that Rocha wrote for the woman that is in love with Ray Millard's character. And then we're going to end off this suite with one of my personal favorite pieces of music from this album and in any of the re-recordings done by Charles Gerhardt. It comes from the film called The Madwoman of Chaillot, and the original score was composed by Michael J. Lewis. What is interesting about this theme is that almost 20 years later, John Williams would record a theme that sounds oh so similar and familiar and almost exactly the same as this theme. And the theme would be for Luke and Leia in Return of the Jedi. And let's see if you can hear that in this end title theme by Michael J. Lewis. And now music from The Reavers by John Williams, The Lost Weekend by Miklos Rocha, and The Madwoman of Chaillot by Michael J. Lewis, all from an album called Music from The Prince and the Pauper and other great film music on the Verez Sarabande Records label, with music conducted by Charles Gerhardt and performed by the National Philharmonic Orchestra.
Thank you.
That was the gorgeous end title from the 1969 film called The Mad Woman of Shiloh, with original score composed by Michael J. Lewis. And did you hear the Luke and Leia theme from Return of the Jedi in there? Wonder whether Williams had heard music from this film and was influenced by this theme by Michael J. Lewis for his theme for Luke and Leia in Return of the Jedi, a film score that was written 14 years after The Mad Woman of Shiloh. We also heard in there music by Mikolas Rocha, the love theme, the wonderful love theme from The Lost Weekend. And we also heard in there music by composer John Williams and the suite from the film The Reavers. I also want to offer my congratulations to composer John Williams, who won the Golden Globe for Best Original Score for his magnificent work to Memoirs of a Geisha. And those three tracks come off an album that was compiled from the Reader's Digest series and was released on Verez Sarabande Records called Music from the Prince and the Pauper and Other Film Music. The CD was actually produced by George Korngold, and the CD was actually issued as a memorial to George Korngold, who was actually the son of composer Eric Wolfgang Korngold, who suddenly died while this CD was being prepared. We're going to take a quick break, but when we return, we will continue listening to more music conducted by Charles Gerhardt and performed by the National Philharmonic Orchestra. We'll hear music from a CD sampler called The Spectacular World of Classic Film Scores, and we'll hear two tracks that aren't available on any of the other classic film score CDs. Listen to music by Dmitri Tiomkin for The Thing from Another World, as well as music from Julius Caesar by Mikolas Rocha. We'll hear the unused overture. You're listening to Cinematic Sound right here on C101.5 FM. We'll be back in just a moment.
Thank you for giving us a listen. This is C101.5 FM.
To Cinematic Sound here on C101.5 FM. My name is Eric Woods, and I'm your host. And on today's program, we're featuring part four of our four-part series to the late conductor Charles Gerhardt and his magnificent film music re-recordings with the National Philharmonic Orchestra. We're now going to listen to music from the Classic Film Score Series sampler. So if you don't have any of the discs and are actually interested in hearing what these discs might sound like, then RCA Victor released this sampler called The Spectacular World of Classic Film Scores, which contains music from almost all of the CDs available in the series. But what makes this disc interesting and is interesting to collectors and those who want to have a complete set is that it features five pieces of music that isn't available on any of the other CDs in the series, including the two tracks they're going to play for you right now from The Thing from Another World by Dmitri Tiomkin, as well as Mikolas Rocha's overture from Julius Caesar. Now, The Thing from Another World was pretty much one of Dmitri Tiomkin's strangest and most experimental scores, with strong contemporary elements and many passages of pure atmosphere and color. The orchestra, for what it was written for, is unusual as the music itself. We have a very large group of woodwinds and brass, no strings except double basses, five percussion groups including two sets of timpani, flexitone, wind machine, two pianos, three harps, Yamaha organ, pipe organ, and a theremin. It's a fantastic piece of music. The actual original soundtrack recording came out on Film Score Monthly last year, but it's great to hear this wonderful re-recording, a 10-minute suite by the National Philharmonic Orchestra. We're also going to hear music in this selection, or selection from this album, from Julius Caesar. Now, Mikolas Rocha had originally written the overture, which was the curtain raiser for the 1953 film, but was removed by MGM top executives and replaced by Tchaikovsky's Cappuccino Italien, which was their idea of how to set an audience in the right frame of a mind for a Shakespearean film. Nicholas Roja revised the overture extensively for an album by Bernard Herrmann devoted to Shakespearean film scores, but it never made it onto that album. Well, third time is lucky, as Charles Gerhardt finally got this overture recorded and was inserted into this wonderful sampler, again called The Spectacular World of Classic Film Scores. And now here is an extended suite from The Thing from Another World by Dmitri Tiomkin, as well as the unused overture from Julius Caesar by Nicholas Roja.
Thank you.
That was the unused overture from the film Julius Caesar with original score by Miklos Rocha. You also heard in there the extended suite from The Thing from Another World with original score by Dmitri Tiomkin. And these two tracks are only available on the RCA Victor sampler called The Spectacular World of Classic Film Scores, featuring the very best of re-recorded music by conductor Charles Gerhardt and performed by the National Philharmonic Orchestra. Well, you're listening to Cinematic Sound here on C101.5 FM, and on today's program, we are featuring our finale program of our four-part series to conductor Charles Gerhardt and his fabulous film score re-recordings with the National Philharmonic Orchestra. We have one more suite to present for you this hour, and it comes from an album called The Classic Film Scores of Bernard Herrmann. We already featured music from this album on a previous show where we listened to music from On Dangerous Ground, as well as the Concerto Macabre from Hangover Square, two fabulous pieces. What we're going to listen to right now are tracks from Bernard Herrmann's masterpiece, and it was his first ever film score for Orson Welles' classic called Citizen Kane. We're also going to hear music from a 1953 film called White Witch Doctor. But first, we're going to hear music from Citizen Kane. And we're going to listen to the fabulous aria from the fictional opera called Salambo. And in the movie, this particular piece was poorly sung by Kane's wife in an opera production mounted specifically for her. Well, Charles Gerhardt decided that Herrmann's glorious music should be presented in a first-class performance, the way Kane heard it in his own mind. This is the only time in the entire classic film score series when music was not presented basically as it was in the film. We're then going to move on to a fabulous track from a film I have never heard of and a score I never heard of until I listened to it on this compilation. And the suite from White Witch Doctor opens up with a fabulous 4-minute track. And the track name actually takes about as long as it does to play the single track. It's called Talking Drums, Prelude, The River Boat, Petticoat Dance, and The Safari. Now, basically, the White Witch Doctor's score is an interesting journey into the world of jungle music. Herrmann employed talking drums, log drums, maracas, wooden piccolo, and a weird-sounding instrument called a serpent, which sounds like a note from a trombone blown wrong. It's used as a motif to signal a tarantula spider, which appears on a couple of occasions in the film. This is an energetic piece that could easily be transplanted into a modern-day film score, and you wouldn't know the difference. And now, music from Citizen Kane, which I consider to be this track one of the best tracks out of the entire film score. It's the aria from the fictional opera called Salambo, which is performed by the soprano Kiri T. Kanawa, as well as music from White Witch Doctor, all music composed by Bernard Herrmann and performed by the National Philharmonic Orchestra with Charles Gerhardt conducting.